Hello, friends. Hello, family. Hello, listeners, and hello, colleagues. And welcome back to another episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. Hey, where we talk to people in the building product space, whether you're a manufacturer, a distributor, a contractor, or even an architect, we bring you value. We want to bring you information that you need to know. In today's episode, hey, it's perfect timing. We're getting into the trade show season, right? Yeah, many of you for the next really 3 or 4 months, you know, through into the new year, you're going to be going to trade shows. And I want to talk to you today about something. I'm going to hit you between the eyes on this, okay? Your trade show strategy is broken. You are wasting money at trade shows, okay? So that's how I'm going to start off and let the hate mail begin. All right. And again, welcome back to the Platinum Business Break Podcast, where we talk straight to the building products industry. All right. It's trade show season, which means the polos are ironed, the booth is shipped, and someone spent 3 days arguing about whether to order blue or black tablecloths. Okay, spoiler alert, nobody cares. Okay, here's the real question. Are you actually ready to make money from the trade show? Or are you about to blow 30 to 80 grand so your team can get a field trip, free drinks, and a branded tote bag? All right, so I know, again, ruffling some feathers again, but I just need to say it because I've been in this business for over 30 years, and trade shows could be either great or they could be terrible. But one thing I know is companies spend a lot of money on trade shows. And I'll say it again, I'm not anti-trade show. I've been to hundreds. They can be valuable. Product launches, relationship building, brand visibility. But here's the ugly truth. Most of you have no plan. And if you don't have a plan, you're wasting money. Your booth looks like a family reunion. Your intake system is duct taped together, and your follow-up, well, let's say Vegas slot machines have a better payout rate. And the only KPI that matters is sales activity that leads to actual sales. Bad scans, traffic counts, lots of interest, those are just fairy tales. All right, so first I'm going to talk to the manufacturer or the exhibitor at going to a trade show. And these are some pitfalls to avoid. So number one is called the scanner shuffle. Now, you know, technology has gone a long way, you know, from, people just filling out a form to an old-fashioned scan where you got a printout. Now we're really talking either, you know, scanners that you can get from the trade show or an app on your phone. But nothing screams, we're amateurs, like five booth people sharing one badge reader or passing around a single iPad. Attendees see you huddled like you're trading baseball cards. That's not a good look. All right. Number two, pitfalls to avoid. Clogged booths. 10 khakis and a 10 by 10 all talking to each other. That's not a booth. That's a cocktail party. All right. Number three, booth as a home base. Executives holding meetings in a booth. Nope. Take it to the coffee shop. The booth is for engaging prospects, not hiding from them. All right. Last one, follow-up failure. According to Salesforce, 80% of trade show leads never get a second touch. 80%, that means 4 out of 5 conversations you paid for vanish faster than your per diem at the hotel bar. All right, so here's some best practices and some pre-show prep you can use. Number one, have a real customer intake or lead intake plan. Every person should have access to capture leads, not find Bob with the scanner. That means everyone. Phone apps tied to your CRM, quick intake forms, whatever it is, make it seamless, okay? I cannot emphasize that is the biggest hole you've got in your trade show booth. Number two, train your staff. They should know how to start conversations. Qualify in 2 to 3 questions and log the next steps, not just scan and pray and forget about it. All right, number three, keep your staff lean. The fewer people in the booth, the more approachable it feels. Rotate shifts so it never looks like a frat house. All right, next one, plan for follow-up before you leave. Preload workflows in your CRM. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, call me. I can explain that to you and show you how to do that. So when the lead is scanned, your system should be ready to send out the thank you email, rep assignment, follow-up reminder. All right. Don't wait until we're back in the office because by then it's dead. Last one, follow up fast. InsideSales.com found that 50% of buyers, I'm talking B2B buyers, choose the vendor who responds first. So if you wait a week to call, guess what? Someone else already did. Or more importantly, one of your competitors already called. I'm going to talk to the attendees. That's those of you going to the trade show, right? So first of all, don't think you're off the hook. Most of you wander around like it's a shopping mall with free pins. And here's some pitfalls to avoid if you're an attendee. So number one, aimless wandering around. If your strategy is, let's just see what happens, you're on a $2,000 to $5,000 scavenger hunt, because that's what it costs you to leave your business and go to a trade show or send your team. Number two, swag hoarding, you know, promotional item hoarding. No one ever got promoted for bringing home the coolest stress ball. And number three, card collecting with no follow-up. Pocket full of business cards, great. If they end up in the hotel trash, you just wasted 2 days. And look, hey, guilty as charged. I've been to trade shows where I've had tons of business cards. Oh, yeah, that guy, he's not yeah. I'm telling you what, that is just not a good way to go to a trade show. All right. However, there's some good news. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Here's some best practices and some show prep that you can do. So number one, if you're an attendee, do your homework. Review the exhibitor list. Pick the top 10 that you want and lock in meetings before you go. Reach out to them. Say, hey, this is Steve. I'm going to be at the show. I'm interested in this product. When's a good day to come by? Or I'd like to come by Tuesday afternoon. Set that appointment. Go ahead and do it. All right. Number two, plan your route. Look, these halls are massive. I don't love ones that are like multi-hall. My gosh, they're so big. And you will never see everything. Promise. You will if you spend full 3 days there, you will never find anything because they're so massive. You want to map it out, or you're going to be lost between Innovative Fasteners or the booth with the free beer. All right. That's what all I'm saying is be very strategic before you go in and then very tactical once you get there. All right. Number three, perfect your pitch. Be able to say who you are, what you need or what you're looking for, and how you buy in under 30 seconds. That makes the conversations more productive. Now, last one, obvious, take notes. Write one key detail on every card or in your CRM. Otherwise, on the plane home, you'll have 12 names with no last name or no company and no clue what to do or who was who. Okay. All right, and follow up within 48 hours. Yes, that applies to you too, the attendee. Or if you're not following up with companies you're interested in 48 hours, you know, the conversation gets cold. So part of that is on you as well. All right, so let's bring all this together. Here's the reality. Trade shows are expensive. Exhibitors, if you don't have an intake and follow-up plan, you're literally throwing away 80% of your leads. And attendees, if you don't prepare, you're going to leave with a backpack full of pins and no progress. Both sides. Okay, I'm talking about everyone. Plan before, execute during, and follow up after. That's it. That's simple. I'm going to say it one more time. Plan before, execute during the show, and follow up after the show. That's it. It's simple. All right. So trade shows really should accelerate sales, not drain budgets. So if you're an exhibitor, ditch the one scanner for the whole booth. Train your people and get serious about follow up. And attendees, do your homework, talk with a purpose, and connect after the show like it matters, because it does. Hey, that's all I got, and thanks for watching. Again, this is Dan Owens, founder of Platinum Business Consulting, and if you want your next trade show to actually deliver some return on investment instead of sore feet and swag bags, give me a call. I'd like to help you, because in this business, it's not about being seen. It's about closing deals. All right? Again, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.